Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
You know, the Wall Street Journal reported this morning that 44% of economists expect a recession in the next year. Is that what you expect as well?
I don't think a recession is at all inevitable.
And I realize more than ever that as president, I need your help. I have been reminded again that all the legislation in the world can't fix what's wrong with America.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
This is a special edition of The Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines.
Day number 313.
Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. It is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. As we've been telling you, the Supreme Court decision. Now, we're expecting other decisions. We've told you the top cases that we're monitoring, watching. Obviously, Roe is a big one. The second most important one was the decision that came out today, 6-3 decision, that literally, and it was written by Clarence Thomas, writing for the majority, about the Constitution and New York gun laws. Now, in their decision, they struck down the New York law that requires people to demonstrate a particular need for carrying a gun in order to get a license to carry one in public. And the justices said that requirement violates the Constitution. Now, Democrats think that they're going to get out there and they'll protest the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and somehow they'll intimidate Supreme Court justices, try to harass them. Merrick Garland's not following the law. That's 18 U.S. Code 1507. You're not allowed to intimidate a justice, harass a justice, especially when it comes to a decision they might be making. Thank God we were able to get this plot before something horrible happened. We uncovered the plot to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh. We know that these groups out there have been really telegraphing how crazy they're willing to go in all of this. And even calling for riots if, in fact, this decision doesn't come down the way they want. They've been doxing Supreme Court justices. They've been giving out the schools that their children attend. They've been giving out the churches that the justices themselves attend and when they attend them. Unbelievable times we're living in. Senator Ted Cruz is with us. Senator, a lot going on today. How are you, sir?
Sean, I'm doing terrific, and let me start by congratulating you. You live in the state of New York, and suddenly New Yorkers and the rest of Americans, our rights are more protected today as a result of a really important decision from the Supreme Court today, upholding and enforcing the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms.
You know, it's going to be very interesting, because I think the Democrats, their plan is to run on abortion, but by the time November comes around, Americans are going to realize, oh, abortion is legal still in America. Different states will have different restrictions. Some states will have none, like New York and California. But abortion rights are not going to go away. I think we can both agree on that. I think they'll try to use this decision, but I think law-abiding Americans would like the right to protect themselves. So I don't think that's going to get them over the finish line. Then they think January 6th is the big, you know, issue to run on. That's not going to work. Calling Republicans racist, sexist, misogynist, and homophobic, they do that pretty much every day. So that's not going to work, especially when Americans are paying, you know, record high prices for gasoline and inflation's at a 41-year high.
Well, I think that's right. The Democrats are desperately finding any way to change the subject because their agenda is a miserable failure. We've got galloping inflation across the country. We have $5, $6, $7 a gallon gasoline. We have crime rates skyrocketing, murder rates skyrocketing. We have chaos at our southern border. All across the board, the Biden-Schumer-Pelosi agenda has been a train wreck. It's been a disaster. And so they're desperately trying to change the subject. And I don't think it's going to work. I think we're going to see a red wave in November. Now, Democrats today are trying to ram through legislation that would undermine the Second Amendment, and I'm leading the fight against it. I've introduced legislation.
By the way, it's not just Democrats, Senator, and I applaud your efforts, and I mean that sincerely. But you got, what, 14, 15 of your fellow Republicans going along with this?
Look, we just came from lunch with all the Senate Republicans, and I will say tempers were hot in the room, to put it mildly. Look, I think we need to act, but we should act in a way that is principled and that actually stops crime. And what stops crime is you target the criminals, you target the bad guys, you target felons and fugitives and those who commit violent crimes with guns, and you come down on them with a ton of bricks. I introduced legislation to do exactly that, to lock up the criminals who try to illegally buy guns, and also to put real resources into making our schools safer. The legislation that I've introduced puts $36 billion into funding police officers in schools. It doubles the number of police officers in schools, and it also funds mental health counselors in schools so that we can keep our kids safe. Those are steps that actually would make a real difference, stopping violent crime, preventing mass murders, and keeping kids safe. But unfortunately, the Democrats and the Republicans who are working with them are more focused on legislation that undermines the rights of law-abiding citizens. I think that is a serious mistake.
Let me ask you, because it's getting, the times are very, very, let's say, divided in this country.
Yeah.
And I believe that you are on the right track. We should never have a situation where kids are not protected in school. You've talked about it, and I know you've partnered with Senator Barrasso. I like a lot of what you've been saying and a lot of what you're trying to legislate here. Why would it be so hard to implement one way in, one way out of a school? Every kid goes through a metal detector. Every employee goes through a metal detector. And every school in America has trained, armed, undercover, retired police, retired military, that are there on site to protect them, with, of course, contingency plans in case, God forbid, there's a fire or something.
Sure. Sean, that's exactly what you would do if you were serious about solving the problem. You know, Santa Fe High School is less than an hour from my house. I was at home that morning when the school shooting happened in Santa Fe. So I was on campus within about an hour of the shooting. It was horrific. And I sat down afterwards at a round table with the family members who lost their children in Santa Fe. And one of the things they were so frustrated about is the shooter there came in through an unlocked back door. He made it into the classroom, was able to murder those students. And best practices are doing exactly what you just said, which is shrinking the number of entrances to a school to a single main entrance. We do this all the time with federal buildings, with courthouses, with banks. Now, of course, you have exits. You have fire exits that people can get out with a fire, but you have one main entrance. And at that entrance, you put ideally multiple armed police officers. That is the simplest and best way to protect security in a school. What is so maddening is in Uvalde, the guy got in the same damn way. He got in through an open side door, made it into the classroom. And if we had passed legislation I introduced 10 years ago to have $300 million in funds for grants for school safety, if the Robb Elementary School had gotten one of those grants, had been able to lock their doors and send everyone through a central front door, and if there'd been an armed police officer there, they could have shot that monster before he got in the school, and they could have saved the lives of 19 children and two teachers. And it's maddening that we keep repeating the mistakes over and over again, and yet Senate Democrats don't want to do anything to actually fix the problem and make schools much safer.
Well, we should offer our children in every school across the country the same security that elected officials have. I don't think Sure. It's that complicated. And that gets frustrating. What is your take? I look at the danger of the doxing of Supreme Court justices. Yeah. We uncovered this plot to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh. And the next day, these groups are out there in front of Amy Coney Barrett's home, giving out publicly the name of the school that her children go to, and the church, the name of the church that she attends and when she attends it. I mean, is this not? I thought we had laws against this, Senator, to protect judges, not harass and intimidate them. Correct me if I'm wrong. 18 U.S.C. 1507
Yep.
is pretty clear in that regard.
It is absolutely clear. The left, unfortunately, has decided to use mob violence as a tool to try to get their partisan objectives. When the decision comes down next week, I believe it will overturn Roe versus Wade, which will return the question of abortion.
Why do you think it's next week? Because they're going to release more cases tomorrow. Why are you convinced it's next week?
It could be tomorrow as well. It is coming up in the next week or so, and we don't know the exact day.
Okay.
But when they release it, I think we will see riots. I think we will see organized violent riots in all likelihood.
Well, they're telegraphing it. They're saying that they're going to do this. Jane's Revenge is out there saying it. We've already seen 49 instances of violence against pro-life centers around the country.
I think that, and, you know, we saw in 2020, we saw Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots all across the country that were celebrated by Democrats. Kamala Harris bailed violent rioters out of prison. That's how much the Democrat Party supports it. And when it comes to the Supreme Court justices, we saw Chuck Schumer stand on the steps of the Supreme Court and directly threaten Justice Kavanaugh and say if he rules the way Schumer doesn't want him to rule, he said, you have unleashed the whirlwind and you will pay the price. And the lunatic who was arrested outside Kavanaugh's house for attempted murder was following Schumer's instructions and following the Biden White House's instruction. The Biden press secretary stood up and actively encouraged people to go and protest outside the justices' houses, even though, as you rightly noted, it's a federal crime. I don't recall ever in my life seeing a president and a White House actively encouraging Americans to commit federal crimes, but that's what the Biden White House is doing because they support using violence to accomplish their partisan ends.
You know, these are pretty chilling times. Quick break. More with Senator Ted Cruz of Texas on the other side. Then we'll get to your calls and some of the other news of the day. Senator Mike Lee will join us as well. A lot going on today. All right. Recent rise in property values has now created bigger targets for home title fraud. Now, with this type of identity theft, these fraudsters, they'll file for a title transfer to a bogus ID. Then they'll sell the victim's property or refinance it or take out a loan against the property. And then when those second mortgages or loans are left unpaid, guess what? You can't find those thieves anywhere. They took off. Anyway, every day, all of us put our personal information at risk on the internet. LifeLock.com by Norton sees the threats we otherwise would miss on our own. They'll scour the dark web on your behalf to see if any of your personal information is compromised. If so, you get an alert. If you're a victim of identity theft, you will get a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist to fix it for you. It's a very low annual rate. And you can save an additional 25% off your first year with the promo code Hannity when you call 1-800-LIFELOCK or just go to lifelock.com. But if you want to protect your good name and reputation and your finances so you don't get robbed blind and your credit score, which is hard to repair, get LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK, lifelock.com. Save an additional 25% with the promo code Hannity.
Immigration, jobs, health care. The news you care about is right here. Hannity Watch is on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. For the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
All right, we continue with Senator Ted Cruz. Great state of Texas is with us. Explain to me, you're a constitutional attorney. As a matter of fact, you are a national debate champion. Alan Dershowitz, who I don't think you agree a lot with on a lot of issues, says you were one of the best students he ever had. So you're very well versed in the Constitution. So the Second Amendment is an enumerated right. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Roe v. Wade is not enumerated as a right to abortion in the Constitution. Now, my understanding is in such cases, when it's not enumerated in the Constitution, that that's where the 10th Amendment comes in. Am I wrong?
You're right. It's the 9th and 10th Amendment together that operate. The 9th addressed rights, the 10th addresses powers of the states, but they both together reiterate the principle of federalism, that we have a federal government of limited powers and the vast reserve of government authority under the Constitution's design is meant to be at the state and local level for lots of reasons, including the fact that you have much more accountability at the state and local level than you do being governed by bureaucrats in Washington in windowless offices that are unaccountable to the people.
You know, let me ask you this. When it comes to the Republican Party, I want to go back to this issue of, you said you came from a pretty contentious meeting of Republicans. What is their argument? I mean, a red flag law in particular alarms me.
Yeah.
Because a red flag law would be, okay, I get mad at my neighbor and I can make a report, and that report would prevent that neighbor from having the right to get a gun based on a mere allegation.
Unfortunately, that's how these laws can operate. I agree with you. The most troubling part of this bill that they're trying to push through the Senate is the red flag provision, which provides federal funding for state red flag programs. And in a number of states, red flag laws can be used to disarm law-abiding citizens. And it can be a disgruntled coworker. It can be an angry ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend that goes and empowers the state to take away your right to keep and bear arms. And that is, I believe, unconstitutional, number one. But number two, it also doesn't work to prevent crime. If you want to stop mass shootings, target the criminals, target the bad guys. Don't target law-abiding citizens.
Well, wait a minute. You're talking about the people that don't get arrested for stealing $950 worth of stuff from a store. Yeah. You're talking about no bail laws like they have in New York and elsewhere around the country. You're talking about, you know, police departments that have been defunded by the left. So I don't think it's going to work well that way.
Well, and that's part of the reality is Democrats today, look, they have been waging a war on police. They've been waging a war on law enforcement. They've been fighting to defund the police. They've been fighting to abolish the police. They've been putting in place Soros DAs that refuse to prosecute the law. And by the way, Joe Biden has nominated not one but two of the leading advocates of abolishing the police to senior positions of the Department of Justice, and every single Democrat senator voted to confirm them. Joe Biden nominated a Soros DA to be the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts. She put out a list of 15 crimes that she would not prosecute. Again, every Democrat voted to confirm her. This is the Democrat policy, which is to turn a blind eye to violent crime, which is why we're seeing crime rates skyrocketing across the country.
I wish we had more time, but my favorite new provision is in Chicago, where police are prohibited from chasing somebody if they run, or following somebody if they won't pull over. You just go faster and you get away. It's insane. These are crazy times, Senator. Senator Ted Cruz, keep up the good fight. We appreciate it. As always, thanks for being with us.
Thank
800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back.
Accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Before we get to your calls, I want to draw your attention to the Biden administration's pick to advise the State Department, Winken Blinken, on strategic cooperation with Beijing. It turns out that this individual chairs an investment think tank that urged you, the American people, to triple your investments in China. Blinken on Friday literally selected BlackRock Investor Institute chairman and Obama administration national security advisor Tom Donilon to co-chair the Foreign Affairs Policy Board amid the State Department's, quote, pivot to China. So now we're going to do deals with Iran. We're sending emissaries to Venezuela. We're alienating Israel to the point that they won't even share their covert operations against Iran because they think the Biden administration will tip them off. And of course, Joe is going to the pariah nation, as he called it, of Saudi Arabia to meet with the crown prince that he said was responsible for the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist. Amazing times we live in. Anyway, so this guy's work at BlackRock could pose a little bit of a conflict of interest if he's going to co-chair the Foreign Affairs Policy Board amid the State Department's pivot to China, don't you think? If he's offering advice that you should triple your investments in China, doesn't make a lot of sense. Anyway, here to inform us before we get to your calls, Will Hild is the executive director of the Consumer Research. He's making sure everyone knows about this new appointment. Will, welcome back to the program. Good to have you back. So explain in detail why this is such a conflict.
Absolutely. Tom Donilon has spent his career cozying up to China and to the Chinese Communist Party. He did it as the National Security Advisor under the Obama administration. Their pivot to Asia was described by Washington Post as the Donilon Doctrine of building bigger, better relations with China. And then he went into the BlackRock Investment Institute, where he's been since, and he has pushed for U.S. investment dollars to be invested with companies on mainland China owned partially by the CCP. He's helped funnel hundreds of billions of dollars to that country. I guess pivot to Asia meant pivot our money to Asia, to China. And now the Biden administration sees fit to appoint him part of the State Department, co-chair of the State Department Foreign Affairs Policy Board, as you noted. And his job is supposed to be countering China, who has increasingly become our geopolitical rival and adversary. And they pick somebody who has been a huge friend to China, who has pushed U.S. investment dollars into China from a firm, I should say, BlackRock and Larry Fink, that has pushed its clients into China, U.S. pension dollars into China. So this is a massive conflict of interest. It is par for the course for this administration, who has appointed Brian Deese, of course, from BlackRock to be the national economic advisor. And, you know, the simple thing for your audience to realize or to know is that China owns BlackRock, and now BlackRock seems to own the Biden administration.
You know, it's pretty amazing to me because I believe our number one geopolitical foe is China. Am I wrong?
Not at all. They are assaulting us on pretty much every area, and economic is the main way in which they've undermined U.S. the economy and our national security. Even in the areas of like green tech, for example, BlackRock investment has helped China overtake the U.S. as producers of solar panels and wind farms. And I'm not even a huge fan of those. I think they're costly for consumers. But even if you take BlackRock at its word around this ESG stuff, they are helping our foreign adversaries take the lead in these industries. And both Tom Donilon and Brian Deese in the Biden administration were a crucial part of that. And Larry Fink, you know, is still head of BlackRock, must be just laughing hysterically at now he has his another hand in the Biden administration so that he can sell us out to China.
It's kind of amazing that where Hunter made all his money, like, for example, Russia gets paid back with what, a waiver for the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Joe Biden last year, what, imported 684 million barrels of oil from Russia. How insane is that? While he gave up the energy independence he inherited from Donald Trump. Now we see, even though Taiwan is now every day, we have fighter jets from China flying into Taiwan airspace and ratcheting up hostilities in the region, even threatening the U.S. directly if that we are to aid and help Taiwan in any way. So what do? We reward them with more business. And with Joe Biden's talking about lifting tariffs, you know, one has to ask the question, is this family compromise? Because to me, it seems like these are the most hostile regimes on the planet. I would want nothing to do with any of them, including Saudi Arabia.
You bring up a fantastic point, Sean, because BlackRock itself has been one of the major pushers of so-called ESG investing, which here in the United States, which is basically a way to cripple U.S. energy production, and that's basically what it's done. They are a major reason. Brian Deese specifically was a major reason that we are now seeing the numbers at the pump. But they didn't push any of that in China. They pushed U.S. investment dollars to build up China's energy infrastructure. And so I do think you have to ask the question, who benefits and how are they benefiting? Are they making their money and getting special favors from China by selling us out on energy independence?
You know, amazing warning. We really appreciate the information. It's going to be interesting. Are Republicans aware of this? Are Republicans going to allow this to happen?
We're getting the word out as much as possible. Folks who want to learn more can visit BlackRockLovesChina.com, BlackRockLovesChina.com, and they can find out all about the ways in which BlackRock has been selling stuff to China and the ways in which they have their fingers more and more in the Biden administration. You're seeing the results of that in this policy and others.
Yeah, triple your investments in China. That's a brilliant strategy for people. Anyway, we really appreciate it. Will Hild is with us. Thank you for the update. And we'll be checking in often when you get more information. Let's go to our busy phones here. Let's say hi to Patty is in North Carolina. Hey, Patty, how are you? Glad you called.
Well, hey, Shug. It's Patty from Wilmington.
What's going on?
Oh, I have... This is just, what's the end game with all of this? China wants to purposely poison elements of our society that would choose to do drugs. It's just...
They're banning Juul pods, but fentanyl gets in as easy as any drug you'd ever want to have get into the country. Are you kidding me?
What's the end game? I mean, there's a reason behind this. There's an end game. Why do they want to get rid of that part of the mentality or the sociology of this country? And why does the cabal want crime, local crime, to be so horrible that we have no choice other than to bring in the feds? Let's make all crime, let's make all of it federalized. So how do you do that? You destroy everything to the point where there is absolutely no other choice. So
our institutions are being destroyed. Our economic these economic policies are designed based on phony science that they believe in. Okay, if you believe in renewable energies, I can live with that. But you've got to come up with a practical renewable energy replacement that is affordable first before you say we're going to unilaterally stop producing gas and oil. It's the lifeblood of the world's economy. And then suck up to some of America's worst enemies to fill the gap, and somehow they think that that's justified. If we didn't learn from the mistake that Germany made, becoming reliant on Russian oil, and now we're begging Iran and Venezuela and the Saudis and OPEC and other countries to provide the lifeblood of our economy when we have all the natural resources we could ever want for a couple of hundred years, it makes absolutely no sense at all. I can't get into the mind of the climate religious cultists and figure out the logic here, because it's not logical. There's no common sense applied to it. But this is now the position that they put us in. Now, they're breaking down law and order in this country with defund, dismantle, no bail. And by the way, you can't even chase somebody that's running away from a cop. Say, stop right there. No, I'm leaving. You're not allowed to. All right, let's get back to our phones. We say hi to Jerry is in Florida. Jerry, how are you? Glad you called. The free state of Florida.
Yeah, hi, Sean. In 2011, I wrote an article in a magazine that I produced in Oregon. I called it America's Trojan Horse, and it had to do with the environmentalist wackos shutting down American industry for the global warming threat. And anyway, back in the early 80s, I worked for U.S.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com. Armstrong.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.